My guest at this time is former Louisiana Congressman and Governor Buddy Romer, who is also a candidate for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination. As of a few days ago, he was one of three Republican presidential candidates who had yet to be invited to one of the televised presidential debates. Last night, one of those three was on stage, former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, and yesterday, the other one, Thaddeus McCotter, congressman from Michigan, dropped out of the race. So Mr. Romer now finds himself in a unique position in this race.
And, sir, down to me. Except for the honor, I would just soon as pass to be the last guy standing.
I'm sure you would. What have you heard from the folks, whether it's Fox News, CNN, MSNBC? Obviously, different networks and different sponsors have different eligibility rules, but what's your statement to them?
Well, for several months, I announced about 5 weeks ago, and I've been out of politics 20 years, and I had no complaint with a sponsor or a network saying, well, our rules require you to make a showing or to give some speeches, to make an effort to kind of establish your credibility. I had no complaint about that, but after 5 weeks now, I'm the only guy running for president who's been a congressman and a governor. My training educationally is in economics, Harvard undergraduate, Harvard Business School. I've been very successful the last 20 years at building small community banks. I have about $1 billion worth of them that I've done with no government bailout. So, and I have spent my time in New Hampshire, and finally, I'm making a slight showing in the polls. I don't spend much money. I don't take anything more than $100. I take no PAC money. I'm a very unusual candidate. And at first, I didn't complain. I was not known. But now, as I get known, I think the last poll yesterday had me at 2%. But I've been at 1% last week. So I'm ahead of some of the candidates who are in the debate. And I'm wondering out loud now, what does it take?
Mr. Romer, in terms of what you're hearing up in New Hampshire, which is where you are right now, the polls suggest Governor Romney's got a pretty big lead up there. But
he does.
What are you hearing most about what they want, and what's your main message for them?
Well, I think people are undecided. Governor Romney does well here. He lives here. He has a home here. He was governor of a neighboring state, and that's not unexpected. My goal was not to be number one in New Hampshire, but for you to wake up the morning after the primary and say, man, that Romer did well. And this is a right state for me. Good people, live free or die, relatively small state. They don't know me. I'm introducing myself. I think I'll do well here. And I define that as in the top three or four candidates when the smoke clears. What do I hear? People are worried about America. They're concerned about their jobs and the jobs of their children and even their grandchildren. They see America that's dead in the water. And I'm not talking Barack Obama dead in the water. Much longer than the president, this has been going on. I mean, I'm critical of the president at times for what he hasn't done, but this is a much bigger problem than 2 years for one man in office. I'll give you a number. 13 years ago, America had more working people than it does today, and we have 41 million new Americans. 13 years ago, we had 1.5 million more people working. This is a nation in trouble, and it's my belief that we've thrown our best jobs away to unfair trade from China, Japan, India, and for policies in this country that made it easy for big companies to fire Americans and then build a plant overseas and make more money than they've ever made before. I don't think it's right, and I think the policy ought to change.
Governor Romer, in our last few minutes here, we'll get you ready for the eventuality of being invited to these debates and have you respond to these in relatively short order, some of the questions from the recent debates. First of all, right out of the gate last night, of course, was job creation. You mentioned the situation right now with less folks working than 13 years ago. You mentioned your training in economics. What are the bullet points of the Romer job creation plan?
it would be starting with unfair trade. We will stop that. We will change the tax code. We will eliminate the foreign tax credit. That's a loophole bigger than New Hampshire. We will eliminate the deductibility that major corporations have now when they build a new plant overseas. They can't charge it to the American taxpayers. By God, they're free to move, but we will not be free to pay for it. They'll have to pay for it. And then finally, we'll have a fair trade adjustment. Goods in China are often made with child labor, forced labor, prison labor, unsafe standards. We will bring them up to minimum American standards and raise the cost of the goods to a fair trade adjustment and send that money against the national debt. We will be free again.
Health care, the president's health care plan, would you scrap it, reform it? For the most part, okay. What do you make of it?
I was hoping to reform it, but the more I read it, you know, I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for more than 40 years. I'm familiar with health care. We have the best on earth, but it's just too expensive. And what Obama's health care does is it considers governments the answer. I think government is the problem. I like some parts of his health care. I like the portability. I like the 25 or 26-year-old children can get on their parents. There are several good things in it, but it does not cause insurance companies to compete. Their costs go up, not down. It does not cause pharmaceutical companies to give price discounts. As a matter of fact, it protects them from that, and it does not do tort reform. It needs to lower costs. We're going to have to scrap it and start over.
One of the big issues on the stage last night, sir, was immigration reform. Governor Perry, of course, defending to the criticism of many his allowing for illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition. When it comes to the issue of immigration, what are your top priorities?
Well, I think the governor had a big heart but a weak pocketbook. you know, immigration is important to America. Just talk about the Mexicans who have helped rebuild this country on its in the South and the Southwest, and they should be honored. But immigration ought to be legal. We're a nation of laws, not of men. And it's our Constitution that guides us. And illegal immigration has no place in this country. We ought to seal the borders. We ought to redo the green card to allow legal immigration, but document it. And we ought to find those who are here illegally. And if they haven't served in the military or done other outstanding work, they should be taken back to their motherland, put in line again, and do it legally. That's the only way to solve it. I would honor every person who works. I would honor every person who tries to do a good job. But the illegal immigration hurts the worst the Mexicans already in the country legally. They're stopped on the street. They're harassed. Their future is diminished. It is inexcusable for Congress and the president to let this continue.
Last question on foreign policy. The first question out of the gate is the biggest foreign policy story this week, probably, and that's the push for Palestinian statehood at the United Nations. What do you make of that, the Obama policy, and where would you be on the issue?
I thought the president gave a good speech day before yesterday, before the United Nations. Before that, I really was very critical of his actions. I thought it was either ignorance or deliberate subterfuge of our strongest ally in the region, that's Israel. I've been to Israel. I understand it. I appreciate it. I stand by Israel. We need progress in the area. The Palestinians have not earned the right of statehood when they're run by a terrorist organization. They need to get their act together and eliminate their declared intention of eliminating Israel. It will not stand. And if I were president, I would tell them that and execute a policy of vetoing any attempt at statehood.
Governor, unfortunately, we'll have to let you run. Hopefully at the next debate, we'll see a 10th podium up there. Thanks for your time today.
I'd like to do it. Thanks, man, for having me.
Thank you, sir. Former Louisiana Congressman and Governor Buddy Romer. He is now running for the Republican nomination for president. You can find more about his campaign online at BuddyRomer, R-O-E-M-E-R.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.